everyone.
Hello.
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
The Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained since 1913.
Hit me.
Got two songs for you.
I quite agree.
What about Black Aversion on Triple J?
Yes, it is a Friday. It is the 31st of October, which means we are on the eve of Oz Music Month. And to start a bit of a tradition, we've moved to the special Lack Aversion studio. Ooh, to have a very fantastic and amazing Lack Aversion from a duo out of Canberra who have been killing it this year. Hello, Adam and Ruben from Peking Duck.
Hello. Hola. How are we living?
Yeah, really good. Look at this disco room we're in at
it's
the
a
moment.
Party. It is a party. Room.
This is a weird mashup of contrasting genres, because there's also, other than laser lights flashing around, there's also a quartet, a string quartet in the corner.
Not
of
just
that
any quartet. This is the best quartet in the world right here.
Yeah, please welcome Alex, Vera, Vanessa and Guy. Hey guys.
Hi.
Very excited to have your strings in the studio, and also in the studio accompanying Peking Duck, Olivia McCarthy. Hello.
Hello.
You're going to be helping these guys singing?
I am.
You didn't consider Adam singing yourself?
We tried it a few times,
yeah,
in the studio.
We talked about it,
but it didn't work out. That
when you're working on these songs, do you just work on the instrumental, or do you have a vocal line in your head?
Yeah, we usually work on
we
the vocals.
We do work
with
on
every...
vocal lines, yeah.
Yeah.
And then use a lot of auto-tune.
Yeah, a lot.
Just T-paint it up.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Until we find someone who can sing, and then
Ruben, I'm impressed that you've got the bass around your neck as well.
He's bringing it back. He's bringing it back.
Yeah. So I mean, I only know you guys as like electronic musicians. Are you both quite seasoned with instruments as well?
Not really.
Yeah. We have no idea.
You didn't play bass in school or anything?
Not in school. I played it with a cool band back in the day in Canberra called Rubicon. They were fun.
Oh, very
and,
cool.
Shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
Where's the rest of Rubicon right now?
Right now they're in Slow Turismo, another really cool band out of Canberra.
Yeah, cool.
Right now I'm going to get heaps of calluses, play for the first time in a long time.
Bringing it back.
Yeah, awesome. You're going to play it on your original tune, Take Me Over, which I've got a tradition now of whenever it comes on, I run into Zan Rowe's studio and sing it to her.
No, I want to go outside.
It's just such passion.
I'm not.
I heard you guys do that the other day. And I was a bit disappointed that you called Olivia and not myself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he jokes, you think he's joking? He's not. Like when we found out you guys were on, he genuinely went, I wonder if they'd let me sing it.
Stimulation amplified.
You know the lyrics.
It's fantastic. And again, after High, the success of High, two times platinum, gentlemen, it's absolutely amazing for you guys. And you've been to America. I know it's just Oz Music Month starting tomorrow, but can you tell us about your meeting in America when you were getting signed over there?
We had a couple of crazy meetings. One of them was like a scene out of Entourage.
Yeah,
which was,
one was really crazy.
It was actually like incredibly crazy.
We walked in and there was like our faces along the walls of the whole
and like these two studio. Like really hot like assistants at work, they were like, hey, you must be Peking Duck, and our faces were like on the walls, like projected everywhere
while High was playing
and we were like, this is kind of weird. And then they took us into this room with this huge
just
table,
like banquet, it was waiters like, coming out and just like, oh, what can I get for you? And it was like,
and,
how are we doing
at
this?
One point in the conversation, we're sort of done talking business, and they're like, so what are you guys up to tonight? And we're like, I don't know, like, what's happening?
Yeah, we're like, oh, I think we're meeting a friend in Brooklyn, Touch Sensitive and Wave Racer, we're playing somewhere.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah, we're going to go down to their gig. And
he's like, who we got? Who we got playing tonight?
Oh, in Brooklyn.
We got Cuddy at Barclays Center.
Literally like, snapped his fingers.
Literally just went like that. Like, this dude
a man
comes
in a white suit, just runs in.
And he's like,
with tickets.
Yeah, like primo tickets. And Ruben fell asleep during that concert.
I didn't fall asleep.
Really? Oh, Rubes.
Not for Kid Cuddy.
I sympathize with you, man. I fall asleep at heaps
he's
of
got
those
that
things.
Slow hip hop going. You needed some wave race to sort of jam you up a bit.
That's
you know,
right.
Get,
that's
get
right.
going.
That's right. Or you needed some Peking Duck Live for Lack Aversion. That's what you've got today on Triple J. They're going to perform their original tune, Take Me Over, for this special Oz Music Month Eve Lack Aversion. The string quartet is ready. So is Olivia to jump on the vocals. If you ever need to tag me in at all, Olivia. You know what to
I
do.
Think
just
I will,
me,
yeah.
Just give me the eyes.
Please don't. Please don't, Olivia.
I know what to do.
But here it is for you live on Triple J for Lack Aversion, Peking Duck, and Take Me Over. Whenever you're ready, guys.
Thank you.
hands out. Tremors down my spine. I felt it for the 100th time. Trapped and I cannot fly. And you don't own me. Take me over. Take me tonight. Dream no more and leave it all behind. Take me over. Take me tonight. Dream no more.
For Like a Virgin, oh. Peking Duck, featuring the vocals from Joy and also a string quartet from the Sydney Chamber Orchestra.
Sounding so great, guys.
That is their original track, Take Me Over. Dudes, oh, it was so good. I'm really, I love that so much.
Stay with us because Peking Duck have put something together special for you to celebrate the start of Oz Music Month tomorrow. Illy did it last year. It's a hard act to follow, gentlemen.
It is. He killed it on that. Shout out to Big Ill Dog. Big Owl Dog.
That really put the pressure on now.
Yeah. Well, do you have a clue as to what might be happening after the 8 a.m. news?
She's a very beautiful woman from Australia.
That, the person that we're covering, not to say Joy's not, but that's the hint. People can text in right now.
Text in if you think you know, because it's a pretty obvious hint.
Okay.
And it's not
sure. Records, it's
sure. Yeah, it's not sure.
Out of records, this is a giveaway.
Nikki Webster.
Close. Very close.
Okay, you're getting tuned in getting after the 8 o'clock news for Peking Duck covering Strawberry Kisses. You're on Like a Virgin. Matt and Alex, good morning.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like the Commonwealth Government of Australia has maintained... Like since 1913.
Hit me.
Got two songs for you.
I quite agree.
What about... Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, we are doing Like a Virgin. It is Friday. Matt and Alex with you, joined by Peking Duck. Along with special guests, Olivia McCarthy, a.k.a. Joy, who's also a Triple J Unearthed artist, and a quartet from the Sydney Chamber Orchestra.
Bones.
Hello again, everybody.
Hello.
Peking Duck in the studio, and we're about to play a cover for Australian Music Month, which we like to celebrate all through November. It's a very special event focusing wholly on Australian music. Gentlemen, Australian music, the scene today, what are your thoughts?
It's a great time.
Awesome.
Yeah, oh, yeah? There's a lot of good music coming out of Australia right now.
Is that
now.
Why you guys are going to India tomorrow?
Maybe it is.
See, we care just, so much about Australian like, music.
I like Vindaloo, but apparently it's not even that popular.
It's pretty exciting that Australian music is like, you know, that you guys are going over to represent Australian music in somewhere like India. Have you been before?
It's crazy. Never been to India.
Well, apparently us and Shuffle are killing it out there, so we thought we'd just copy them and get a flight over there.
We saw a duo from Canberra, and then we're like, oh, we've got it now.
Well, even the Canberra scene you were mentioning before with your friends from your older band there, Ruben.
Yeah.
And then you've got people like the Aston Shuffle. You've got Safia, Ben joining you on the track at the moment. What is it about Canberra that's got this this really tight scene going at the moment?
Everything outside of your music jams is so exciting.
there's too much going on. That's why. It's just like, what do I do now? There's so many options.
It's a beautiful town.
Well, it's recently named, I'm not sure by which
publication. Most livable?
I think most livable in the world.
I think that publication was probably Canberra Now Melbourne. Or something like that.
Canberra Times. Boom.
I think Melbourne got the livable, didn't they?
You know what? I feel like every single city in Australia has been the most livable city at some stage.
I don't know
what the difference is. It's like, oh, you built a new statue. Most livable now. I don't really know. Yeah.
It's a bit
Canberra scary. Is awesome though. I do love it. We're Halloween today as well. You guys gonna trick or treat?
I'm already
anything?
Feeling pretty spooky.
Yeah,
in my jacket.
In the little break, we've Adam from Peking Duck has put the pimp jacket on.
It got a bit cold in here. It got a bit spooky.
Well, we are going to be doing a cover for you right now. It's going to be an Australian cover to celebrate Oz Music Month, starting officially tomorrow. We didn't want to wait till the 6th to get this going. Mm. The clue was from a very beautiful Australian songstress.
I should have said it. Yeah, that was it.
The most beautiful you contend here, Adam.
Ooh,
you reckon?
I'd say, yeah, for sure.
Got the runs on the board. let's reveal who it is and what you're going to be playing for us in a moment.
It's the one and only goddess Kylie Minogue with her beautiful song "Can't Get You Out of My Head."
Ooh.
Now, gentlemen, were you like me growing up watching the video clip to this song?
I actually was. I remember that film clip so well. And she's wearing the white, like, crazy,
What about the spinning around video clip?
Well, maybe that's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, you're thinking of the gold hot pants?
Yeah, the hot pants.
Now, when you came up, when you knew you were going to do, like, a version, you obviously decided on a cover. Mm. Did you incorporate the string quartet into the cover or the original first? Which one did you think, let's get a...
Lately, we've been working with strings in a lot of our songs that we've been working on. So it just sort of made sense to bring in some legends to bang it out live. Because, I mean, Take Me Over has lots of strings in it, and this cover has strings in the rhythm section. So it
is this the first time you've done it live with the strings?
This is the first time we've ever done...
Yes, it is.
This is the first time we've ever done anything live.
First time we've ever done anything
this time. It's the first time we've ever not just pressed play on a CD.
Well, we sounded good for first titles, gentlemen. And unfortunately, not the first people to collaborate with Kylie Minogue recently. Not even the first Australian electronic duo to do so. Flight Facilities getting our Kylie to sing the reprise of Crave You. Have you heard that?
I haven't heard it yet, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Sure. Did you maybe even consider getting Kylie in to sing on the track? No offense to yourself, Olivia.
Oh, come on. She's done that.
What were we thinking?
Yeah, no. I don't know her yet.
I'm personally glad that you're here, Olivia.
Thank you so much.
Especially making sure that Alex didn't sing, I want to go out.
Well, shout out to Ms. Minogue, Peking Duck in the studio to cover the glorious song Can't Get You Out of My Head. Whenever you're ready, guys. I just can't get you out of my head. Triple J, a very special kicking off of Oz Music Month, courtesy of Peking Duck, good. The Aussie duo covering another Australian, Kylie Minogue, for Like a Version, Can't Get You Out of My Head. Thank you, Olivia, aka Joy, for singing on that. Better
no
than Kylie.
Worries.
Better than Kylie.
Oh, that's a big call. That is a big call.
No, I look, I'll agree with him. I thought that was absolutely amazing.
We're going to have beef now.
Yeah, it's going to
Joy
be
versus
beef.
Kylie.
Oh,
and
damn.
Thank you so much again to the Sydney Chamber Orchestra for joining us here in the Like a Version
yeah,
studio.
Yeah, thank you.
Big
you,
ups.
You guys all jumping into a suitcase with these guys and going to India?
Yeah, they're going to come party.
Take them around. Oh, that'll be so great, guys. Best of luck with the India trip. You're also going to be playing Stereo Sonic, which will be massive as well.
We're going to get our doof doof on.
Indeed. Yeah. Hey. And what's next for Peking Duck? Are you going to be coming up with an album? We are still hearing plenty of singles
well,
from the boys.
We're working on lots and lots of music at the moment, and yeah, we want to sort of keep it all under wraps for now, but we're working a lot. So,
okay,
so.
And on a live angle, could you imagine doing a show with a string group?
Well, you guys have just opened
day.
Up the doors
well,
for
yeah,
us. So.
Until being asked to do Like a Version, we had never thought about doing live anything. So now
anything's possible.
Now that's anything sick. Is possible, and yeah. I think
thank
it's open.
I would love
many
to
doors.
See it so
well,
much.
This I recommend you heading along to triplej.net.au to check out the video. We'll get it up as soon as possible and check out Ruben from Peking Duck's bass face. He's, he certainly looks like he knows what's going on there. Boys, always a pleasure to have you in a Triple J.
Thank you.
We'll catch you next time.
Big love.
Bye.
Big love.
See ya. Stay with us. We'll let you know who's playing Like a Version next week in a moment. Matt and Alex with you. Good morning. Happy Friday.
This was a Triple J live music podcast. Hit up the Triple J live music website for more sets, photos, and videos.
Triple J. Woo!